I'll start off by reading 1 Corinthians chapter 15 from verse 21. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterwards they that are Christ's at his coming. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power, for he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. For he has put all things under his feet. But when he seeth all things are put under him, it is manifest that it is that he is expected, which did put all things under him. And when all things shall be subdued under him, then shall the Son also be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all. God may be all in all. I just read 1 Corinthians chapter 15 from 21 to 28. Here we see the true purpose of God in our lives. Hallelujah. We're seeing the heartbeat of God towards the creation today. We're seeing the end of the faith here. For it says, then shall the end come. The end of the faith. Praise God. We must realize that Jesus Christ said it is finished. It is finished, meaning that he has put everything under his foot. And he has brought to light a new creation. He has reconciled us to the Father. It is finished. See, that work that Jesus Christ set out to do has been finished. There's nothing more to do. See, but the ball has been passed over to us. Praise God. We individually, we who are the Son or the sons of God, have to realize this work that the Lord Jesus Christ has done. See, just like having a gate that is open, but people are not aware that the gate is open and they remain in their prison houses. That is how men are in this age. Men with their religious thoughts, with their religious perception as to what the end of the faith is. See, men are still within the prison halls, the prison houses, simply because they have not realized that the key of David has been applied to the prison gates, calling men to go out freely and to enter in and enjoy the fullness of everything that God is. So Jesus Christ has destroyed all principalities and powers. He has brought to light immortality and life. He has destroyed that thing called the devil. He has reconciled us unto God. Praise God, but the sons of God, we're talking of individually. See, we all have to realize this work that he has done. Praise God. Now in Adam, every man dies. We all know this by now. These are things that we must meditate on daily, refresh ourselves, dwell on these things daily. You see, the word of God is for us to meditate on daily, continuity, meditating on what we've heard. See, it's in our meditation, more light springs forth, more understanding springs forth. By man came death, that's through Adam all have died, and through Christ all shall be made alive. All men died in Adam. All men have fallen short of the glory of God. Just think of it. See, the more you understand that all men have died in Adam, all men died in Adam, all men have fallen short of the glory of God. See, the more you realize this, the less bitter, the less angry, and the less disappointed you feel in the conduct of men towards each other. Somebody out there might feel betrayed by somebody out there. Somebody out there might feel hurt by somebody else out there. See, but we must recognize that all have fallen short of the glory of God. All have sinned. All have died. That is in Adam. See, so there's no point trying to figure out why things go wrong in the relationships between men. There's no, point trying to get offended or bitter at the conduct of other people towards you. See, but you must realize that we all partook of this thing called death. We all deviated in the same way Adam deviated. We all died. See it. You will learn to have compassion on other people, and you will learn to forgive the shortcomings of others. You will understand that out of a man, no better thing can come out. The more you realize this, the less bitter you become. The more you realize it, the more tolerant you become. Praise God. Even you yourself offended other people in times past. Our own conduct, my own conduct, selfish conduct, we also, spoke wickedly of other people. We also acted, in diverse ways that were contrary to the will of God in Adam. So at times we must open our eyes, when you look down into the world, you must just see a people that have simply died in Adam. When you realize this thing, you can say like Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. It's only as you have this revelation, this mystery, see, we heal you of that bitterness, the hurts, the pains. See it. And if you have your eyes in the spirit to begin to see the end from the beginning from the end, you will also see the world being lifted up. Back into the consciousness of Christ, where they can be made alive once more. See, if you stand in the truth, you see the end from the beginning. See, you can always project every man you come across in contact with, you can project him or her in the light, in Christ. See, they might not appear so that very moment. See, but if you have a revelation of the end of the faith, if you have a revelation of the heart will of God, the heartbeat of God, that all die in Adam, so shall all be made alive in Christ, you can be more tolerant and patient, recognizing that the grace of God, you see, that works in you also works in the other brother out there. See, when we get into bitter brows, disagreements, all these things come about simply because we're in darkness, we're groped in lack of understanding, not realizing that we are all from the very same source. See, that we are all one indivisible body. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. That is the state of man as he dies, the death of Adam. He loses awareness of his path in the only life that there is, which is the life of God. Praise God. Now, Christ must reign in us. He must reign in us. So that everything that is contrary to Christ in our life is put under his feet. Praise God. This is something that happens individually in our lives, in our personal lives, as the light dawns on us, as the revelation of our true selves dawns on us. We must begin to put everything under our feet. Every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God in us, against the knowledge of Christ in us. In reality, Christ is our life, our true life. Christ is our true identity. Christ is the real me. And besides him, there is no other. We must recognize mystery and grow in this mystery. We must recognize that Christ is the Spirit. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 17 says, "Now the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, as by the Spirit of the Lord." Praise God. This is the working of God within us, to be conformed back to Christ, who is the Spirit. Hallelujah. See it within our very houses, within us. There is a working right now, a conformation back to our invisible spiritual attributes that we lost in Adam. Praise God. We never started to become mortals. We never started to become creatures of the dust. But our minds were veiled. Our understanding was darkened, and we thought ourselves to be mortals. We thought ourselves to be creatures of this physical, natural dimension. So that is the transgression. But the light is coming now, it's shining. See, and we are beginning to rediscover our true selves as a spiritual entity who is not of this world. Praise God. We are beginning to discover that just like Jesus Christ is not of this world, we also are not of this world. We are from another dimension, another realm. Praise God. Every other thought, every other reasoning all the concepts within us that try to tie us to the flesh, to that which is mortal, or to that which is visible of this world, is all death. Praise God. We must realize that when Adam reigned in glory, we're looking back at a parable now. When Adam reigned in glory, what we are beholding is a spiritual man. What we are beholding actually is God Himself, the Lord Himself, in His rest. What we are observing is the Lord Himself in His kingdom. In that dimension, everything in heaven and earth is Adam's. We're talking of Adam in his glory when he was in the Garden of Eden. That represents the perfection that we were in before we transcended, we descended in Adam. See, the Bible says all die in Adam, meaning that we were once alive. We were once alive in the spirit. So, but when we were introduced into this world, we died. See, we died. We became like that fool. The book of Psalms, the fool that says in his heart that there is no God. He loses all awareness of what God is. He loses all awareness of the fact that he is an integral part of God. Because besides God, there is no other. Trying to be wise, Adam became a fool. He received the wisdom of this age. The wisdom of this age. And he tried to acquire a life of his own. An identity of his own. When he was in Eden, it was one spiritual body. There was no individual man called Adam. See, in that dimension, there is only one, and that is the Lord. That is God. There's no Adam here, no God there. There's only one. Adam speaks and sees and walks as God. He has no life independent of God. He's one spirit with the Lord. But he dies. See, when he divorces himself from that spiritual union, he dies when he begins to walk as a mortal. He dies when he begins to walk in the wisdom of this age, this material age. And loses all consciousness of his incorruptible and immortal attributes. He loses all awareness of his image in the likeness of God, his spiritual, celestial attributes. He loses all awareness and becomes conformed to that which is earthly. So he dies. When you die, you lose all awareness of the truth. When you die, you do not see, you do not hear, you have no understanding. That is the realm of the world. That is the consciousness that this world works in. See, that's why there is lust. It's all a result of the darkened mind. The lust of the eyes, the pride of life. See it. All these things is a result of the ignorance that is embedded in the heart of mortal man. Mortal man loses all awareness of the truth. So that is how we all were in Adam. We all died. We all died in Adam. But you see, we're seeing a true picture of the will of God for us today. So that is to revive every man. See, through the quickening that is in Christ Jesus, we can once more realize everything that we lost as a result of the foolishness that we walked in time past. God becomes all in all. See it. All in all. But first of all, there must be putting down, a destruction, annihilation of the old man that we created in Adam. See, what Adam did in the transgression was to create a corruptible creature. He created, or rather, he invented a world of his own. He invented an identity of his own. See, and that identity he invented is a thief, a liar, a robber, a murderer. And of course, he cannot know life. He's dead. Praise God. But as the revelation of our Christ comes, the quickening from above, it awakens us once more from the vanities of this age, so that we can walk in the light, in the truth, in the spirit once more, realizing the bountiful blessings that were reserved for us from the foundation of the world. Praise God. Within us, this kingdom, this house, this body, everything within us must be handed over back to the man of the Spirit, which is Christ. They must once more become the kingdoms of the Lord. You see this in Revelation chapter 11, verse 15. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Amen. See, the seventh angel talks about the last trumpet. The last trumpet. At the sounding of the last trumpet, the seventh angel, as it sounds, who, praise God, John heard great voices from heaven saying that the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of the Christ, and it shall reign forever. This is the kingdom. This individually, this is the kingdom. You are that kingdom. The brother out there is that kingdom. See, as if some trumpet sounds, there is an awakening. The seventh trumpet, the last trumpet, is the trumpet of truth. The last trumpet is called the last trumpet because after this trumpet, there is no more trumpet. It silences all the other trumpets because it is the trumpet of truth. The truth, as the truth sounds, every lie dissolves. As the truth sounds, all the many other the trumpets that litter this world are silenced forever. The various voices, opinions of men and their systems of religion, moralistic systems of men, and all, you know, concepts and ideologies of men are silenced forever because the truth sounds. Praise God. That voice that sounds actually the voice of the Spirit. See it? It's the voice of Christ. The voice of the Spirit revealing the truth from the depths of God. Bringing back an awakening in each and every one of us. Praise God. Causing us to realize our true celestial spiritual attributes, causing us to awaken from the dead, from the realm of idolatry, from the realm of nothingness, causing us to awaken to our true spiritual substance, causing us to ascend back into the Father from where we descended. Praise God. They have become the kingdoms of the Lord and of His Christ. See, no more the kingdom of these vain names that we have formed for ourselves. But this house now becomes turned over to the Lord, and the Lord reigns absolutely in this body. So that if you see me, you are simply seeing an expression of the invisible God in the natural. If you touch me, you are touching the living God. Praise God. He must reign in this house. See it. Individually, we must allow the truth to take a hold on us. Let the truth liberate us. Let the truth allow us enter into the glorious liberty of the sons of God. The glorious liberty of the sons of God. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. See, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is joy. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is power. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is singing. Praise God. It talks of a dimension. The high peaks of Zion. That is the dwelling place of the Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. This is what the Lord is doing in this hour, in the resurrection. When we are waking, every man that awakes and realizes this mystery discovers that there is none other apart from the Lord. The only life that there is the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. This is all the gospel is all about. Raising us up from the illusion of our self-formed human identities. Causing us to awake back into that light that we descended from. Praise God. So the mind has to be transformed, changed. We have to begin to pierce through into the Spirit and see as the Lord sees. We have to hear as the Lord hears. We have to walk as He walks. Not in the ignorance and in the lusts, the darkened understandings of men. But we now begin to walk, you know, by the illumination that comes from that of the Spirit. We walk as spirits. Praise God. And as you do that, obviously, your attachments to this world fall off. Says, be not conformed to this world, but be you renewed your mind. Be you transformed. Be you conformed to that of image that is of Christ. No more do we walk in the light, in the lust of our eyes, the lust of our flesh, as mortals, but we walk in the majesty of the spiritual life of Christ that is being revealed to us. We walk as that light being that stands upon Mount Zion. When you stand in that place, you begin to recognize men after the Spirit. You begin to recognize men the way they are known of God. For this reason, Paul says, I no longer know any man after the flesh. If I knew Jesus Christ after the flesh, thus I know Him no longer. So when you walk in this dimension, you see things according to the truth, from the perspective of God. No more according to the, you know, the ignorance that is in the thoughts of men and in the reasoning of men. Oh, praise God. I can pierce through my own child and see the seed of God in him. I can pierce through my wife and I can behold the Son of God in her. I can pierce through every man I come across and I see, I recognize them according to the Spirit. I see Christ in them. Praise God. Hallelujah. This calls for meditation. To attain to this place, it calls for meditation. Confirmation. See it. Bible calls it fasting and prayers. It's all about the confirmation. Praise God. Seeing things the way the Father sees it. Not the way you see them. Not the way you understand them to be. See it. Putting under your feet any opposition to that which the Lord is revealing to you. Under the feet every opposition and warring by the revelation light and fighting the good fight of the faith, for we must by all means rediscover ourselves in that union. I'm talking of consciously. Bear in mind that these things that we say are not stories. See, we are not out here to give stories and to speak big revelations and all that. No. We're talking about realizing ourselves consciously, awakening and realizing this blessed union in the Spirit. Because once you have that union, oh hallelujah, you discover that everything is beautiful. You discover that all things are yours. Hallelujah. In that union, you discover there is nothing chasing you about, nothing condemning you. See it? You discover that you are perfect as is perfect. See it? You discover yourself free from all the negativity that you are trapped with in the past. All the attributes of the flesh, the jealousy, the hate, the anger, the bitterness. You discover yourself free from all this and far away. Those things do not exist anymore. But you find yourself walking in pure love and in harmony with the Lord and His creation. And in that consciousness, all things are possible. In that consciousness, see the power of God abounds in you. Hallelujah. Praise God. In that consciousness, the thing they call condemnation does not exist. That is when you discover yourself back in this union. God is all in all. You still feel that God is chasing you, or you feel yourself, you know, a worthy sinner, you have not realized this thing. But the good news is that it is the Father's will for you to realize it. Praise God. Because God cannot hate himself. God cannot condemn himself. When God becomes all in all, it's a consciousness you attain to. Where your life is hid in God. Where you discover consciously that that is the only life that there is. First of all, it comes by revelation. Then you are awakening to this reality. Oh, praise God. God is all in all. The life of God. This is the end of the faith. It can never change. So, but we do well to ourselves when we submit to the truth. in our prayers and in our meditation. That is what prayer is all about. See, it's all about submitting yourself to this reality of the spiritual life in you, conforming yourself daily to this revelation light, letting go of your outer life, praise God, and learning to depend on the Spirit, learning to depend on the Christ that is within you. Because that Christ that is within you is able to supply your very needs. Because I realize that some of the major fears of the brethren who have this revelation, they feared how will they survive along the line. If you are used to getting your income in some kind of crooked way, or you are used to do certain things in a way that you feel is not right, and you might have to turn around when you get this light, you begin to wonder how will you survive. See, but we must understand that the power of Christ within us is able to, is more than able to keep us, both spiritually and materially speaking, is able to supply for our very needs.
Hallelujah.
We must learn to trust God. Trust God. Don't let the devil deceive you into wavering one moment. You know, the children of Israel saw what God did for them in the wilderness. 40 years. See, they were fed from heaven. And the Lord took care of their every physical need. That is the Spirit of God. See, there was a cloud over them by day and a pillar of fire by night. See, out of this presence came all their very needs, their healing, their bread, their water, everything that they ever needed. See, that cloud by day and the fire by night represents the Spirit, represents Christ. Praise God. And that is the Spirit by which we walk, we who have this revelation. And that Spirit is able to furnish for us a table in the wilderness. That Spirit is able to provide for our very needs in everything that we ever need. We must recognize this thing and pray. Hallelujah. Just think of it, thousands of people were taken care of. Then what is it a problem for the Lord to take care of one person? Even the Lord Jesus Christ, who walked strictly by faith, where do you think the miracles came out from? It came out from the Spirit, from Christ. He was in that cloud. He was in the Spirit. Out of that Spirit came forth his clothing, his bread, and everything that they ever needed. Hallelujah. So we must learn to trust God as we walk and conform ourselves to Christ. Not being anxious like the world is anxious. The world is anxious. People are anxious of tomorrow. Worries of feeding. Worries about, what will happen tomorrow and all that. That is the fear of man. See, but if we have the revelation of Christ, our focus should be on how to be found in Him. Praise God. As we do these things, bear in mind that the Father is out. There is a Spirit within you that is able to keep you along the line. Praise God. We need more of silence. We need more of meditation and prayers. Hallelujah. Meditating in silence and receiving from the Father is always there to quicken us. Praise God. So God, all in all, is the end of the faith. Praise God. When this old man of the flesh is destroyed, I will realize it because it's already been destroyed. Praise God. We speak to diverse people out there. You know individually where you are in the Lord, but bear in mind that God intends that we realize this mystery, that we are waking to this consciousness. This is the consciousness in which life is. 1 John chapter 5 says, He has come to give us understanding that we are part of that spirit. Proceeded out of that spirit. That spirit is our life. That spirit is Christ. He has come to give us understanding, to illumine us, to lift us up out of the ignorance of this age, so that we realize that spiritual union in Christ once more. He has come to give us understanding that we are in Him. That is true. That we are in the spirit. We are spiritual, celestial creatures. We are in that man that God created in the beginning. He has come to give us understanding. And this is the true God and eternal life. See it. We are hid in Him. See, that eternal life is the life of God. That is the true life, incorruptible, immortal life. And that is our life. That is you and I. We all proceed from that body. We all originated from that body. That is our body. That is you and I. When we died, we lost awareness of this truth in Adam. But it's causing an awakening today. And we realize that we all are in that body. That is us. We are one spirit. And that spirit is the spirit of the Lord. That is the spirit that hovered over the face of the waters in the beginning. That is the spirit that fills all in all. And this is where the Father is gathering us today. Every man, let the eyes be focused in meditation and in prayer, knowing fully well that the wisdom in the outer world is coming to naught. Knowing fully well that the vanities of this age are passing away. So, but that which will remain throughout all eternity is the revelation of Christ in you. That which will remain eternity is that spirit of the Lord that covers all in all. So let us, continue on in this thing. Recognizing the will of God for us in this hour, so that we don't perish with the rest of the world, but we enter into that light, we walk in that light, we realize the beauty that the Father has reserved for us from the foundation of the world. Amen.